ladies and gentlemen. I'd like to welcome you tonight, Monday, January the 3rd, 2022, to our commissioners meeting, first one of 2022. And I'd like to call this meeting to order, and I'd like to start out by asking Commissioner Dow to do an invocation and lead us in the pledge. Everybody please rise.
Heavenly Father, first, thank you for bringing us into another year, and thank you for bringing us through last year. I pray that you bless the citizens of Duplin County with peace, prosperity, and good health, and most of all, love for one another. I pray that you give us the wisdom as we conduct the business of the county today, lead, guide us, and direct us with your blessing. Amen.
Amen.
Thank you, Mr. Dow.
Yes, sir.
Has everyone had a chance to look over the night's agenda? And does anyone of the commissioners have anything to add?
I do not.
Not here.
I'm good.
With nothing?
Mr. Chairman, members of the board, I would like to bring your attention to the fact that there will be no tax and solid waste releases tonight on the consent agenda. We will move that item. Also, road concerns. I will hear road concerns from the board and members of the public in attendance at the end during my announcements, if that's okay, Mr. Chairman.
Okay. To me.
Thank you.
Have a motion?
So moved.
Second. Got a motion and a second to accept the agenda. All in favor say aye.
Aye.
All opposed, same sign. Okay, carried. Moving right along. I need a motion approving of the minutes of the December 20th meeting.
So,
I got a motion and a second. Any further discussion? All in favor say aye. All opposed, same sign. So it carried. All right, consent agenda. We had the change that Mr. Davis spoke of. I need a motion.
So moved.
I got a motion and a second. Any more discussion? All in favor say aye. All opposed, same sign. All right, carried. Okay. That moves us right into item number one, public comment.
Mr. Chairman, no one has signed up for public comments this evening.
Okay, thank you. That moves us into item number two. Ms. Melissa Kennedy.
Good evening.
Good evening. I'm going to hold the public hearing from Pepper Reyes, Suzanne Lane, and Alderson Township at 123-62 Patrick Road, and he has chosen Vision Drive.
Okay, public hearing is open. Any comments from the public? Hearing none, I need a motion from the board.
So moved.
Sir. I got a motion and a second to accept the request from Hector Reyes to name a lane at 123 Sheep Pasture Road, Alderson, North Carolina, Alderson Township, Vicron Drive, in accordance to the Duplin County addressing and road naming ordinance. Any further discussion? All in favor say aye.
Aye.
All opposed? Carried. Thank you. That brings us to item number three, Mr. Gregory Adams. I think we have him on the telephone.
Yes, sir, we do.
Yes. Good evening.
Good evening, sir.
Good evening. Good evening.
Yes, we can hear you, Greg. Go right ahead.
All right. Good evening. My name is Greg Adams from Thompson Buzz Got Out. We did the audit, we have a draft, we have a few more little things to correct and make, enough so that I can give a presentation, but we'll finish it up and get it submitted this week with Tracy's help. The first thing I'm going to go over is required communications in your presentation handout. These sound familiar because they are the same things we have to always required by guidance to present to the board each and every year. So go over the required communications, and we'll do some key figures from the audit and see if there's any questions. Our responsibility under general accepting auditing standards, government auditing standards, LMB uniform guidance, state single audit implementation act, require that we design the audit to provide reasonable assurance that the financial statements are free of material errors and in compliance with government regulations. That was accomplished, there were no material errors. We're required from all plans and features and have complete access not only to management but also required information. That was completed. Our work was not limited in any way. We are required to meet any significant deficiencies in internal control. We do have some Medicaid findings. At the moment, this is one of the last few items we need. We have a few findings that related to eligibility. So some recipients received Medicaid when they were not eligible. And then we have 25 findings of an clerical nature. For example, a income input into NCFAP and used in eligibility determination does not match the verification. So something to that nature. But those 25-ish do not rise to the level of the recipients were still eligible regardless of the mistake. So those items are the last thing that we're going to tie down because the county has a chance to rebut these findings that we have on our, when we did our Medicaid audit. So we're just kind of wanting to iron out this rebuttal. So say when I'm saying 25, that could end up being 20 if we accept the rebuttal. And how we accept it is we get the DHHS is involved, and then we say, okay, you know, yes, that's acceptable, and then, you know, we take the finding off. So those are, that's the last kind of piece that we're waiting to finish up the audit. So those were the only findings, and those were involved in Medicaid. Number two on your required communications, adoption or changes in accounting policy. We are required to communicate the initial adoption or change in accounting principle. This year, with the implementation of GAS-4, which involves custodial funds, so funds that the county in the past had shown as agency funds. So towns that you collect taxes for, you have that money, you are holding those as a custodian of those funds before you remitted them to the town, you know, the next 2 weeks after you got them or at the end of the month. But those used to be shown as agency funds. Now they have a pronouncement gap before, and now they're shown as custodial funds. And some of the other type funds, like the DSS funds, representative states funds, are now shown instead of an agency fund as a special revenue fund. It didn't amount to a large change, but you have to be aware of any changes or in accounting or adoption of accounting policy. So for this year, yes, for next year, it got delayed because of COVID. It could be, it's one involving leases. So we might have some changes to the financial statements next year involving leases. Number three, management judgment and accounting estimates. We are required to assess the estimates and the evidence for reasonableness. And the basic, the two main estimates that the county has are depreciation, so the depreciation expense, the useful life of the asset, that's an estimate, and then also allowance for doubtful accounts. So if we bill out to our water customers $200,000, we have an allowance that we set up if not all of them will pay. So if it's 20%, then our allowance is $40,000, then that's what we test, and both those items, allowance for doubtful account and depreciation, were reasonable. Number four, significant audit adjustments or unrecorded differences. We would communicate any significant audit adjustments or unrecorded differences. There were none out of the normal course of business. Disagreements with management, communicate any disagreements on financial reporting matters. So if you wanted to show a transaction a certain way and we didn't disagree, we would have to let you know about that disagreement. We did not have any of those. Consultations with other accountants, if we communicate any consultations that took place with any outside counselor, outside expert. We did not use any. Were there any issues, number seven, on your required communications? Were there any issues prior to our retention? Communicate any major issues that management discussed with the auditor in connection with the retention of the auditor? There were none. The next page, number eight, significant difficulties, any serious significant difficulties the auditor encountered in dealing with management should be relayed to the board. There were none. Irregularities and legal acts. Communicate the existence of any material irregularities and or legal acts determined during the audit. We just never know irregularities or illegal acts. The next page. And so those are all the required communications that we have to make each and every year to the board. The next page is the summarization. I know you just have a draft. We'll have a draft ready for submittal, a final draft this week. So we'll get this submitted by no later than Friday. But this is some of the key figures from the audit. The total cash in the general fund ended up at $24,466,773. The total general fund revenues and expenditures were $64,006,979, and it was $55,404,291. We had transfers in of $758,119, transfers out of $4,742,549, and those are transfers to other funds and transfers in from other funds. So that brought the net change for the year or an increase in fund balance of $4,618,258. So $4.6 million increase in fund balance. There's a beginning fund balance, 20.55. We also had an increase in our ending inventory, which is adjusted to the fund balance, $15,268. So both of those with our net change and our increased inventory, our ending fund balance is $25,186,675. The next page on the some of the figures is just the ending cash. Were 2017, 14.5, and 13.2, 14.3, 20.2 million last year, and then 24.4 million this year for our ending fund cash in the general fund. The next one, our own slide, is an analysis of our general fund balance, where the total fund balance is the darker block, and the restricted fund balance is the lighter color. So of last year, you can see our $20,553,149, that we had our $4 million increase to $25,186,675 as our ending total fund balance. And our restricted portion of that fund balance is $5,562,129, restricted as to funding source, restricted as to restricted by state stabilization, which is a calculation the state requires us to do. So basically, in its basic format, you're restricting your accounts receivable. So if the state owes you sales tax money, which it does, at June 30th, you can book that as a receivable, so saying, hey, the state owes me the sales tax money, but you can't show that available for appropriation. It has to be restricted because you haven't received it yet. That's the key thing about stabilization by state statute is it's or due to you from other funds, so if another fund or the general fund, and also goes to that calculation. So it's basically restricting your receivables. Now, our total restriction is $5.5 million, so our available fund balance is basically around $19 million. We just track this too. The next slide is a slide about fund balance available, so that would be that number, the fund balance available, the 25 minus the 5. As a percentage of your general fund expenditures, that number is at a minimum required by the LGC to be 8%. 8% is 1/12, so they want you to have at least 1 month expenditures. We have a graphical representation here, a line graph that shows the last 3 years we were at 36%, down to 26%, and now up to 38.23%. So well above the required minimum, which is 8%. 97.39, 96.56, so down a little bit, and this year back up to 96.97, so almost about historically where we've been, around 97% for the last 5 years. Those are some of the key figures. Like I said, what we're going to get with Tracy up tomorrow and finish up all the things that we need. And get, I think I spoke with Tracy today. We're going to have DSF and my compliance auditor on the phone with each other tomorrow so we can tie up the rest of the Medicaid findings and get everything completed and submitted so we can get on the debt for February for the LDC.
Okay, thank you. Thank you, Mr. Adams. Anyone have any questions? Any reason to go through any of the draft numbers, or are you satisfied with what you've heard from Mr. Adams at this point?
Not this time, unless
you have any specific questions, I will be providing a follow-up on the enterprise funds when we get the contract.
Well, thank you so much, Mr. Adams.
Thank you all. I appreciate it. Thanks, Tracy. Thanks for everything.
Okay, that moves us right along to number four, Elizabeth Stiles.
Good evening.
I'm here tonight regarding the surplus property at 648 Colmont Road in Teaching. That is parcel number 10-E005, the Dutch Community Center. The sale of that property was advertised for upset bid on December 16th, and is reflected for the 10-day period until 5 p.m. on December 28th. And the highest bid that was received during that time period was on December 20th in the amount of $90,000 by Hatcher Builders LLC, and was accompanied by the required 5% deposit. I'm requesting that bid be accepted and advertised for upset bid.
So we have to go through another upset bid, correct?
Yes, sir.
Okay. I have a motion and a second to accept the bid of the $90,000 from Hatcher Builders LLC for the surplus property parcel number 10-E005 located at 648 Cornwalls Road, Teaching, North Carolina, Rockfish Township, known as the Duff Creek Community Center property, and advertised for upset bids pursuant to the NC General Statute 160A-269. Any further comments? All in favor say aye. All opposed? Carried. Thank you, ma'am.
Thank you, ma'am.
Mr. Chairman, if I may, we're now going to discuss some water districts, and this will require you to recess your regular session, go into Water District B, recess B, go into D, and we'll have to do that for every water district. Ms. Chestnut will lead you through the process, but I just want to explain that to you. We do have to actually convene each water district because they are an individual government entity, the Board of Commissioners being the governing body of those districts.
Okay, so Ms. Chestnut, if you'll come forward. So the board will recess its regular session and go into the special county water district session for water district B, D, E.
We need a motion and a second to do so. I'll make a motion.
Okay, that's what I was fixing to ask. Did I get a motion after this, after our meeting?
Sorry,
sir. No problem. So I got a motion and a second to recess and go into the special order district session. And this would be, we'll go into to B, correct?
Yes, sir.
Okay, Mr. Chestnut.
The first item on your agenda for County Water District B is a motion to introduce and authorize the refunding bond order for Water District B for $1.2 million. This refers, yes, sir.
Hold on, I'm sorry.
Oh,
I didn't call for a vote. All in favor say aye.
Aye.
All opposed? Okay, now we'll open in to the to the session. I'm sorry.
It's okay. I'll start off at just as a general statement. As most of you are aware, at the last meeting, you approved for me to make application to the LGC for the bond refunding. And because each water district is borrowing money, and the bonds are being paid by water district revenue, then we have to go into a meeting of each water district and vote to first introduce and authorize the refunding for each specific district. They have their own distinct amount of the total debt. And then second, we'll do for each district a motion to adopt a resolution making certain findings and authorizing a filing of application to the LGC. So not only does the county have to do an application to the LGC to approve the bond funding, each water district has to make its own specific application, and the board, by the local government commission rules, has to approve that certain finding resolution, which basically says that the board agrees that it's favorable for us to do the bond refunding for each water district. So the first request for District B is a motion to introduce and authorize the refunding bond order for Water District B in the amount of $1.2 million. And in your packet, you have a copy of all the proposed legal agreements that goes along with each bond order. I'm sure you've had plenty of time to read that and go over it with fine-tooth comb, but if you have any questions, I'll do the best to answer any questions you have about the first motion for District B.
I have a motion and a second to introduce and authorize the refunding bond order for Water District B in the amount of $1,200,000. Any further discussion? All in favor say aye.
Aye.
All opposed? Carried.
And the second request is for you to adopt a resolution authorizing, making certain findings and authorizing the filing of an application with the local government commission for approval of the issuance not exceeding $1,200,000 for Water District B.
So moved.
Motion and second. Any further discussion? All in favor say aye.
Aye.
All opposed? Carried.
I move we recess Water District B and go into special session where District D is in dog.
Okay. I got a motion and a second to recess out of B and go into D. Any further discussion? All in favor say aye.
Aye.
All opposed? Same sign? Carried. We're in now Water District D.
D, yes, sir. So first of all, I'd like, I would request for the board to make a motion to introduce and authorize a refunding bond order for Water District D in the amount of $2,700,000.
So moved.
I got a motion and a second. Any further discussion? Hearing none, all in favor say aye. All opposed? Carried.
And the second request for Water District B is a motion to adopt the resolution making certain findings and authorizing the filing of an application with the local government commission for approval of the issuance of bonds not exceeding $2,700,000.
So moved.
Got a motion and a second. Any further discussion? All in favor say aye.
Aye.
All opposed? Same sign? Carried.
I move we recess Water District D and go into special session and Water District E is an elephant.
Second.
I got a motion and a second. Any further discussion? All in favor say aye.
Aye.
All opposed, same sign. Carried. We're now into District E.
Okay. I would like to request that you make a motion to introduce and authorize the refunding bond order for Water District D in the amount of $2,600,000.
Water District E. As in
excuse
elephant.
Me, sorry, E.
So moved.
What was the triple P?
2.6
E. Yes, sir.
Yes, E is $2.6 million. And it needs to be corrected on your sheet there if you're looking at it in your file because it says D. So it's E. I got a motion and a second. Any further discussion? All in favor say aye. All opposed, same sign. Carried.
And second, for Water District E, I would like you to make recommend that you make a motion to adopt a resolution making certain findings and authorizing the filing of an application with local government commission for approval of the issuance of bonds not exceeding $2,600,000 for Water District E.
So moved. Second.
I got a motion and a second. Any further discussion? All in favor say aye. All opposed, same side. Carried.
I move we recess Water District E and go into special session Water Water District F and Frank.
I got a motion and a second. Any further discussion? Hearing none. All in favor say aye. All opposed, same sign. Carried. We're now into Water District F.
Okay. I would like to request that the board make a motion to introduce and authorize the refunding bond order for Water District F in the amount of $3 million.
So moved.
Second. I got a motion and a second. Any further discussion? All in favor say aye. All opposed? Carried.
The second request for Water District F is I would like for you to make a motion to adopt the resolution making certain findings and authorizing the filing of an application with the local government commission for approval of the issuance of bonds not exceeding $3 million for Water District F.
So moved. Second.
I got a motion and a second. Any further discussion? All in favor say aye.
Aye.
All opposed, same sign. Carried.
Move we recess County Water District F, go into special session Water District G as in Gertrude.
Second. Second.
Got a motion and a second. Any further discussion? All in favor say aye. All opposed, same sign. Carried. We're now in Water District G.
I would like to request that the board make a motion to introduce and authorize the refunding bond order for Water District G in the amount of $2 million.
So moved.
I got a motion and a second. Any further discussion? All in favor say aye.
Aye.
All opposed, same sign. Carried.
And the second request I'd like to make is a motion to adopt the resolution making certain findings and authorizing the filing of an application with the local government commission for approval of the issuance of bonds not exceeding $2 million for Water District G.
So moved.
Got a motion and a second. Any further discussion? Hearing none, all in favor say aye.
Aye.
All opposed, same sign. Carried. Thank you.
Move we recess Water District G and go into regular session.
I got a motion and a second to recess out of the Water District G and go back into regular session. Any further discussion? All in favor say aye.
Aye.
All opposed, same sign. All right, we're back into regular session, and that brings us to item number 10.
Yes,
Ms.
sir.
Ms. Chestnut.
Yes, sir. I'd like to request to open a public hearing. The county, anytime we do any type of financing, the local government commission requires that we hold a public hearing to receive citizen input or answer any questions on the current proposed financing, which is bond financing for Water Districts B through G, and not to exceed $11,500,000.
So I guess
it is asking for.
I can open up the public hearing at this time without having a motion. We just move in to open up public hearing, correct?
Yes, sir.
Okay, so at this time I open up the public hearing. Any comments from the public? Yes, ma'am.
Water District B, what district do you live in?
I cannot answer that question for you, but I can find out.
None of the districts.
No, ma'am. I'm not familiar within the county where each district lies.
I believe D is Kingsville.
D is Kingsville.
I think so.
D
Yes, sir.
My only concern is it's very difficult to have a county staff that doesn't meet the district's needs.
I didn't quite understand all of your.
My only concern is that it's impossible to have a county because we don't know who, which districts.
If I may, Mr. Chairman.
Okay.
When the water system was initially developed, it was developed in districts throughout the county. But over the years, we kind of morphed into one water district for the whole county. But there was nothing ever done legally to mold them all together. So in order for this refunding to take place, and what we're doing is we're refinancing bonds to save the county over $2 million throughout the life of the bonds. So we're getting a more favorable interest rate by combining all of the districts and refinancing the bonds. I'm sorry I can't give you the districts. I think Mr. Commissioner Garner is pulling it up right now.
District G is the central part of the county. Looks like District E is Warsaw and hold on, I got to get this. I'm used to a mouse with this thing.
It's okay if you can just make it available to us
later.
That's right.
Yes. F is up in the northern part of the county, like from Alberson back over to Facing and Calypso. D is the southern end of the county, from the Sampson County line back over toward Chinkapin. And we didn't do A, we didn't do B.
We did B.
That's Beaverville, Potter's Hill, up toward Alverson, down toward Fountaintown, Lyman. Other than that, southeastern corner of the county is the Chinkapin Water Association. And then District C,
we did not do.
D is Wallace. E is Magnolia Rose Hill, Warsaw, it looks like. G is Kenansville. F is the northern end from Alberson over to Facing, Calypso area. And we didn't do A. But that's what it is.
And I believe this is a layer on our GIS maps as well.
That's correct. That's what I'm looking at, is the layer on our GIS map.
And 11.5 is a total of all of them that we're opening up the public hearing on, is combining all of them in total that we discussed earlier with all the different districts that we were in. And this is the total.
We had money for the county. Is this the total for the county?
No, it's the total for these districts. B, D, E, F, and G.
It doesn't encompass the entire county, but it covers the majority of the county. Yes, sir.
Any other public comments? Hearing none, I'm going to close the public hearing. Public hearing is now closed. That moves us.
In relation to this request, I would also like for the board to adopt a resolution to approve and authorize the installment contract financing by the county through the issuance of bonds not to exceed $11,500,000 to replace the Series 2012 bonds by refunding.
Do I have a motion? I got a motion. Do I have a second? Further discussion? Hearing none, all in favor say aye. All opposed, same sign. You got it, Carrie.
Thank you. I appreciate it.
Thank you. Now, Mr. Branson, would you like to do the road concerns first?
Yes, sir. Does any member of the Board of Commissioners have any road concerns you'd like for me to convey to DOT?
There's not anything new, Davis. I'm looking over the email you sent to me. I requested some inquiries to be followed up on the intersection of 41 and I-40.
Yes, sir.
Exit 385, and you looked into that. And best I can summarize is they're saying that one of them qualifies and should get a stoplight and one of them should not, but we don't have any money.
Yes, that's what I took from the email. If you'd like for me to follow up with, I believe it was Mr. Mathis. I'll be glad to do that.
Do you know or can you find out how we typically go about getting funding for these in cases where it's a big need?
Yes, I'll go about finding that. I'll contact our representative on the State Board of Transportation, and I'll also contact Representative Dixon, Senator Jackson as well, if you'd like
for me to. I think that's a good idea. And I tend to agree. I mean, I knew there was one of them that was going to be more of a need than the other, and it looks like they're agreeing with that.
Right.
So if we do it through the STIP with the transportation program,
yeah,
and get assigned points. But what we can do, we can add it to this necessity, as a security.
Yeah.
It's definitely a safety hazard. There's no question about it.
Okay.
See if we can get it over the other county.
I'll do the appropriate follow up.
Okay, thank you.
Yes, sir.
I don't have anything.
Okay.
Highway 50, southbound, just past Levy Harrell Store.
Okay.
Sort of about straight across from my water tower that sits there. There's a bad dip in that southbound lane when you come out of that curve.
Okay.
You know, when you come around the curve, that Levy Harrell to the right. Going toward Chinkpin.
Yeah.
It's not far after you come out of it. There's a pretty bad dip there. And especially if you're in a larger vehicle, it tries to throw you into the oncoming lane of traffic.
Is it as far down as Vernon?
Not quite to Vernon's house.
Okay. I know what you're talking about. Thank you. Does any member of the general public have any road concerns? I have followed up on your road concerns with the railroad crossing, and they continue to work with the railroad. But DOT has no authority to do anything to the railroad. But they understand. Yeah, they understand our frustration because they share our frustration. Anything else? Thank you, Mr. Chairman.
Mr. President, would you like to do general announcements now?
Yes, sir. At your places tonight, we gave you the copy of the calendar of events for the fiscal year 2022-23 budget. This will be the meetings and the processes that we go through to draft our budget that will be presented to you guys. The only meeting, commissioners meeting, that will be held at a different place other than your normal place here in the commissioner chambers will be the June 6th public hearing, where the proposed 22-23 budget and budget appeals will be heard, and that will take place at 6 p.m. in the Ed Emery Auditorium out at the Lois Britt Agricultural Building. Just wanted to make that note. Also, we gave you some information on the MLK event to honor the birth and life of Dr. Martin Luther King. On January the 15th, 2022, the Duplin County NAACP will take time to reflect on the positive impact of his words, his work, and the overall civil rights movement has had on our daily lives today. The event will be held at the Ed Emery Auditorium, 165 Agricultural Drive in Kenansville, beginning at 10 a.m. In addition to music, dance groups, artists' expressions, and a dynamic keynote speaker, all elected officials and dignitaries will be acknowledged and recognized during the program. Following the program, a catered lunch will be served to all in attendance. This comes from President Robert Moore of the Duplin County NAACP. Also would like to make you aware that your next board meeting, as is reflected in your motion to adjourn tonight, will be on Tuesday, January the 18th, due to the observance of the Martin Luther King Jr. holiday on that Monday. So our next meeting will be on a Tuesday. That's all I have, Mr. Chairman, members of the board.
Any board member have anything else?
that would like to add or mention? No. Hearing none, I look for a motion to adjourn until the 8th, until January the 18th.
So moved.
Got a motion? Do I have a second?
Second.
Got a motion and a second. All in favor, say aye.
Aye.
We'll see you on January the 18th at 6 o'clock. Tuesday night. Don't forget. Thank you.